You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.
Welcome to today's live talk. I'm your host, Keith Martin. Today, we will be speaking with James Gondels, Executive Director of the American Correctional Association. Prior to serving this position with the ACA, he was elected Sheriff of Arlington, Virginia for 3 terms. Today, we'll be discussing the ACA's newest web-based training offered through their online correctional academy. Welcome to today's live talk, Jim.
Thanks, Keith.
All right. To start off, why don't we talk about online training in general? How do you think online training can help the corrections profession?
Well, I think it will give individuals throughout the United States, some of whom are in very remote areas of the country, for instance, a lot of prisons in rural areas and jails in very small counties, the ability to receive current, up-to-date professional development or training that they might not otherwise be able to receive unless they travel the long distance by some kind of transportation.
Mm-hmm. And in turn with that, will online training replace classroom training?
No. It's kind of, I liken it to having been a practitioner in the past. It's kind of like people when they installed cameras in facilities throughout the country, juvenile adult jails, detention centers, prisons. A lot of people thought that with cameras, a lot of correctional officer staff could be reduced. But in fact, technology only augments the job that human beings do. And in the case of online training, it will do the same thing. It will augment the professional development and training that individuals receive, but the best training that individuals can receive are probably the basic training and the advanced training that they receive yearly at correctional academies or at criminal justice academies throughout the country. Online training will just augment that.
That's a very good analogy. Now, talk to me about the ACA's new online corrections academy.
Well, it's web-based training. And it's been developed by individuals in the American Correctional Association to deliver what we hope will be state-of-the-art, up-to-date curriculum for departments, for agencies, correctional agencies, and for individuals. That's one of the beauties, I think, of this system. It can serve individuals en masse, or it can serve an individual who may want to take the training at his or her home, or part of their daily routine at work. It's being developed by, and this is, I think, very, very, very important, it's being developed by both professional practitioners and by academicians and a combination of those two so that you get some of the best thinking on what's happening in colleges and universities throughout the United States, actually throughout the world. And you get it applied to how everyday correctional professionals are applying it into their jobs and into their daily routines. So we have a combination of academicians and practitioners who are helping us to develop the training curriculum.
So a lot of thought has gone into the development of the program already.
Yeah, I think that one of the problems that corrections has had in at least the time that I've spent in it, which at ACA has been about 12 years, and previous to that about 20 years in a local facility, one of the problems that the corrections profession has, and probably a lot of professions throughout the country, is how to apply what you learn in a classroom to how you actually do it daily. And there's always been kind of a loggerhead, so to speak, between academicians or academia and practitioners. And a lot of people in colleges and universities think that practitioners don't apply what they've learned, and practitioners to some degree think that academicians don't know how to do it because they're not there doing it every day. Mm-hmm. We're trying to draw the best out of both of those groups and meld them into one that's applicable for the practitioner.
That's great. Now, just to clarify, how is the OCA different than the training the ACA has delivered in the past?
Well, it's a lot different. Mm-hmm. In the past, ACA has delivered correspondence courses and video training, and we're still going to be doing some videos in the future and we'll still probably do print-on-demand courses for individuals who may not have computers at this point or may not have access to computers. We're still looking at that. But how is it different from what we've done in the past?
Right.
It's clear that we've made it much more current, much more up-to-date. And again, one of the advantages of web-based online training is that it can be changed more easily than print. If you write a book and publish it and send it to me, let's say in the mail, or I buy it in the bookstore, the only way there's going to be a change in that is if I go buy another book. But you may have an error in that book, or there may be newer information in the book that you want to give me that I won't be able to receive still unless I get another book. That's not the case in web-based training. You can make changes which are up to date and are readily available to the user, and I think that will be a tremendous advantage. We took our correspondence courses and looked at Correctional Officer 1 and Correctional Officer 2 in the past, tried to draw the best out of them that we possibly could, but we've made it much more current and had new correctional thinking in it.
So it really is taking training kind of to the next level.
Yes. I definitely would say that it's taking it to another level.
Fantastic. How can the OCA help agencies out there?
Well, again, one of the advantages of web-based online training is the instantaneous or immediacy in the training that's delivered. You can have scoring that's done very quickly, and accountability for tracking courses that are taken. Every course will have current content, and it will include emerging issues. It will have constant review by the faculty and the Curriculum Advisory Council, which incoming President Charles Kehoe is creating. Again, that's called the Curriculum Advisory Council, another CAC. It's not to be confused with the Commission on Accreditation for Corrections, which is yet another CAC. But the Curriculum Advisory Council will be individuals who are constantly looking at the content at our request and whether or not we need to make changes in it. But again, I think the advantage is the instantaneous learning and the immediacy of the product.
Great. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Jim Gondels, Executive Director of the ACA, about their online training academy. Jim, let's continue. Will OCA courses be certified by the American Correctional Association?
Absolutely. We have made a request of that other CAC that I just mentioned a moment ago, the Commission on Accreditation for Corrections, which is the 26, I guess it is, member elected board representing all facets of corrections, the medical section, the security section, probation, parole, juveniles, adult, prisons, jails, halfway houses, community corrections, the whole gamut, teachers. Those individuals will be looking at the courses that we are putting up right now for certification in the accreditation process for facilities that are accredited throughout the United States. There are over 1,400 such facilities that are participating in the standards and accreditation process that the Commission on Accreditation for Corrections has developed over the last 50 years. We're also going to use the online web-based training for personal certification. The American Correctional Association started a program in our professional development section about 2 years ago to certify correctional executives, correctional managers, correctional supervisors, and correctional officers. Those were the first four certification programs that we began. And we'll use this training to ensure that individuals who decide that they're going to be personally certified, they can receive training from our web-based training, the OCA Academy. We're looking at the future, too. We're talking to colleges and universities and seeing how we might have courses in the future accredited. And that door is wide open, and we're really excited about that, too.
That's great. So this is going to be a whole new, kind of a whole new gateway to get that certification for corrections practitioners.
Absolutely. Good way to put it.
Great. Now, is the OCA designated for state systems only?
No. And again, that's an advantage. I think that, you know, for an older guy like me who didn't get born and raised on a computer, it's much more difficult for someone like me to, I guess, come to terms with the newness of technology. But those people who don't come to terms with that, I think, to some degree, would be left behind. The advantage of online training is that it can be used in an academy. If a state department of corrections or a county jail or you know, a regional jail or a juvenile facility for the state or for the locality has a formal training academy and they want to use it, then certainly they can, and some of them I'm sure will. We've talked to several different academies that are interested in using it. But if you don't have an academy that's using it, and you want to be, let's say you're starting out as a on-the-ground correctional officer in a jail or a prison, and you've decided that you're going to make corrections your career and you want to be promoted, one of the ways you can do that is to learn more about your profession. In other words, your professional development. And so you can take these courses individually. So James Gondel's correctional officer might be taking it in the Oklahoma Department of Corrections Correctional Academy, or James Gondel's individually might be taking it as I sit in my home in Arlington, Virginia.
That's great. So there really are no boundaries on using the OCA. Then you can do it in conjunction with your state, or you can do it on your own in your own time.
Absolutely not, Keith. Wherever you can take a laptop or a computer, if you can get a battery or electricity, the chances are you can take this course.
That's great. Now, kind of looking to the future a little bit, where do you see the ACA's role in online training, say, in the next decade or so?
Well, again, the future, I think, is unlimited. The American Correctional Association was founded 132 years ago to serve both the profession and to provide the professional development of individuals who worked in corrections, and also to make life better for all Americans who might be under our charge, incarcerated in our facilities as offenders or under our charge in probation and parole, to make them better citizens when they leave our facilities. ACA has constantly strived to be not on the cutting edge, but the cutting edge in the development of professional standards for individuals and for our profession. And so we're looking at other subject content to put online. I think it will soon be specific to various disciplines within corrections. For instance, I foresee the day where we have training online that would meet the needs of someone who's going into correctional food service, or someone who's going to be a probation officer, or maybe even correctional education, or a medical technician, whatever. It's just limitless, and I'm really excited about it.
Great. That's it. Great message to leave off on. That concludes today's live talk. Thank you to James Gondels for discussing the ACA's online training academy. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Keith.
And thank you to our audience for joining us today. Now, for more information about the OCA, you can go to oca.crimcast.com, or you can go to www.aca.org. And for more information on distance learning, be sure to read the second part of the Corrections Connections look at this innovative training tool all this week. For CCNN, I'm Keith Martin.
You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industries.